G'day and welcome to Partakers. I've recently returned from a tour or a trip of the United States, and so for the next few Sundays I'm going to be doing something that I don't normally do and give a personal reflection on that tour. It's now the 14th of September, it's Wednesday night, and I'm meeting up with somebody that I knew from my time back in Australia. Her name is Wendy, and we knew each other from school. She was a couple of years lower below me, but we also had church connections as well, and it was great to meet up with her and her husband, and their son, I think, came with us as well, and we all went out for a nice, lovely, relaxing meal before they dropped me off at my hotel so I could sleep before the flight on Thursday morning. And it was great to see them and to remake acquaintance with them and to hear their story. So on the Thursday morning, I caught the shuttle bus from the hotel to Minneapolis Airport, and I flew out down to Des Moines via Chicago again, but only 3 or 4 hours there at Chicago this time. Again, the time passed quickly, it was uneventful, and arrived at Des Moines fresh-faced and ready to go, and met up with Sandy, a dear friend and sister. She's almost family. And from there we went ahead and did the baby dedication for Sandy's daughter, Katie Louise. Little Dominic. A little cherub. But he can scream. And so we went back to their house where we stayed. Then on the Friday morning, September 16th, we went down to one of the local parks and we did this little dedication service for Dominic. Here is that event for you now.
We know that Jesus himself was dedicated to God by his parents when he was a child. So we bring you, little fella Dominic, to dedicate you and your life to God. We also know that Jesus loved babies and children. For example, on one occasion, people were bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and bless them. And when Jesus' disciples saw this, they got upset. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And Dominic, we sign you with the sign of the cross to symbolize God's love for you. Your name means belonging to God. God has touched you with his amazing love, and God promises to be with you in joy and in sorrow, to be your guide in life, and to bring you safely to heaven. You're on a lifelong journey. Explore the way of Jesus and grow in friendship with God, showing his love for people and in serving others. As a symbol of this love and serving, Granny's now going to wash your feet for you.
Yes. This is his very first little foot.
Well, not on me, Mom. I'm not.
We're going to do just a little.
Just a little. Just enough.
He goes, "Why are we doing
cold,
that?"
Granny.
Let's do another one. And he's trying to pass some gas, too, so.
Oh, that's very appropriate. Baby. There we go. little washing of the feet. Hella loves
and now some
to rub his
now
feet.
Some promises for you guys to make, and please us on with God's help, I will. Katie and Pete, do you promise before God to always love and care for Dominic in all facets of life, support and help him to take his place with the community and this world?
With God's help, I will.
Sandy, do you promise to pray for Dominic regularly?
Yep.
And lift him to God?
Yep.
Loving and caring for him physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually?
With God's help, I will.
Alyssa, You promised to be the best sister ever.
With God's help, I will.
That's what I figured would be the result. I threw that one in. Dominic Patrick, we pray this prayer for you. We will not stop thanking God for you. We will pray for you, asking God that as you grow older, you'll be given wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. We pray that your heart will be flooded with light so that you can understand the amazing hope he has put within you. May our God protect you, guide you, and keep you in his arms. Go well, little man. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And let's all go now in the light and peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.
Yay. Amen. Amen. Little dedication for little Dominic
Andrew.
And look at how calm he got.
It was amazing. Really, it was. And as we went through the service, you may have heard that he was crying and whinging, particularly when he had the cold water put onto his feet. But as the service progressed over the three or four minutes, just this sense of peace and calm came over him. And after he had the pacifier into his mouth, just as the service finished, he spat out his pacifier and he was just full of peace. He quietened down, his wriggling stopped. It was amazing. God was present. It was a wow moment. Really was. God was there and blessed that little child. Wow. Well, soon after that, we were down to Illinois for what was to be a great couple of weeks doing all sorts of wow moments. But more about that next week. See you later. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.